This is somewhat like Alice looking into a little bit of a hole called education reform. Alice falls into this hole and free falls with no idea where she's going to land.
That is former state senator Henri Rauschenbach addressing colleagues 25 years ago. He was one of several Republicans who warned back then that sweeping changes in the state's 1993 Education Reform Act would certainly have lots of unintended consequences. All this week, WBUR is examining the results of those sweeping changes in an Edify series called Pass-Fail, Evaluating 25 Years of Education Reform. This morning, WBUR's Max Larkin and Kerry Young take a look at the consequences of the MCAS Student Achievement Test.
Deb McCarthy remembers a time before the MCAS. She's been teaching fifth grade in Hull for the last 22 years, and when she started, she says she loved to teach reading.
And so if we were reading a novel, we would act it out.
McCarthy remembers in particular having her class read the book Sarah Plain and Tall. She'd have her sister come in to play Sarah and act out scenes from the book. But then it was the kids' turn.
And then they had the opportunity to come in and perform that chapter.
McCarthy says the kids were really engaged with those skits and learned more about the books they were reading. But she says after the MCAS took hold, things changed after the test scores in Hull kept coming back low, at least compared to its neighboring districts.
Now my instruction has to be about how reading that chapter would look like as an open response question rather than reading as a love.
Now, it's worth noting, Max, that it was really hard to find teachers who would speak openly with us for this story about, quote, teaching to the test.
I've found that, too. I guess you could imagine why. That could be read as an admission of defeat, like you don't know how to do your job.
But Deb McCarthy is one of the more vocal critics on this issue. She feels really strongly about it. She's the president of the Hull Teachers Association.
She says over the years, more and more, the focus of the school year has become that test and the material that would be on it. And that meant there was little to no time to squeeze in large projects that required student creativity. McCarthy says that has been frustrating. But more importantly, she's concerned about how it will affect kids in the long run.
Success out in the workforce and in life and relationships has nothing to do with the score and everything to do with project-based experiences, with the ability to think outside the box.
State education officials push back, though. Massachusetts Education Secretary Jim Pizer says the test should be at the center of curriculum.
We're testing really important stuff that all students need to know.
Pizer says it's a trade-off.
But one worth making, if the goal is to prepare students for life beyond the classroom.
As long as we are agreed that what we're trying to focus on is to ensure that all students are getting access to a core body of knowledge and skill that they need to have, then I think that's an appropriate trade-off for us to accept.
To say that what we have is a good measure of college preparation or of career preparation is just not true.
That's State Senator Pat Jalen.
And she points to a lot of recent research that suggests a student's high school GPA is actually a better predictor of college and career success than their score on any standardized test, including the MCAS.
We have picked something that seems to be simple and easy to organize and compare, but it directs instruction towards things that are not beneficial to children.
For Jalen, there's an unavoidable conflict here, and she says state officials haven't recognized it.
Is their top priority to a number so you can compare schools and kids, or is it to have kids learn? And those are different questions.
Education Secretary Pizer acknowledges the test isn't perfect and doesn't measure everything, but it's the best we have right now to objectively measure schools.
But that could be changing. Tomorrow we'll be wrapping up this series with a closer look at six districts in Massachusetts that are experimenting with new ways to measure student performance, ones that could work a bit better with what teachers hope to do in the classroom.
Until then, for 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.
And I'm Max Larkin. See you tomorrow.